It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Wednesday, January 12th, 2011. I'm John Moe. Now that Verizon has the iPhone, everyone from AT&T will just rush over to Verizon. Then their network will be all spotty while AT&T's gets faster because it has fewer users on it. It's like a freeway. Okay, that's not really me talking. It's 1,000 people I've heard from since this Verizon iPhone announcement. But is that speculation grounded in any kind of proof? We decided to call some people who know a ton about networks. Glenn Fleischman writes for The Economist and edits Wi-Fi networking news. Glenn, if people flock to Verizon, will it get crashy and horrible?
My suspicion is no, for several reasons. One of which, Verizon has the longest-running 3G third-generation cellular network out there, so they have more experience, I believe, than any of the other United States mobile operators with running 3G. The second is they have a ton of data devices on the network already. Verizon has millions, several million, maybe more Android phones, which have great browsers, heavy data users. So, I think if Verizon isn't having problems today, the odds are unlikely that they will have any significant problems in the future because they already have a very high data load and they were able to ratchet it up gradually. AT&T went from being a kind of second-rate phone network to being the heaviest data used phone network in the U.S.
Glenn's talking about 2007 when the iPhone launched with AT&T as its sole provider. Christian Sandvig calls this induced demand. He's a professor at the University of Illinois. He's also with the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard.
What it means is if you build a faster network, people are going to invent new uses for it and use your capacity. It also means that if you give them a shiny new phone that works really well and offers you the chance to watch YouTube videos, they're going to try to watch YouTube videos. By some measures, smartphones use 10 times the data traffic as regular phones, and the iPhone uses 14 times the data traffic of other smartphones.
You know, the thing that I'm hearing from people who don't know as much about Spectrum as you do, Christian, is that, once all these jerks go over to Verizon, then it's like a freeway. Then all of a sudden, all these lanes open up for AT&T users.
Well, it's true. I mean, it's actually a different frequency on Verizon. So they're going to switch the kind of wireless service used by the phone itself will be different from one carrier to the other. It could be that Verizon gets a lot of new customers on the iPhone. Since people could only be on AT&T with the iPhone, there could be all kinds of Verizon customers who will switch to the iPhone, and in fact, the traffic from that might make their network experience a lot worse if they haven't planned for it.
So Sandvig thinks Verizon could get worse. Glenn Fleischman thinks it won't. Both agree AT&T will stay about the same. Fleischman says users may leave AT&T, but their phones won't.
Let's say 10 million AT&T iPhone customers can't possibly be a number that big, but they leave the AT&T network, they go to Verizon. Those 10 million phones, some will be put in drawers, but they have some value. A kid will get the phone, you'll sell the phone will be given away, and those iPhones will also be used on AT&T's network. AT&T will probably not see a large drop in iPhone users because those phones cannot be used on Verizon's network, and they'll be sold or given away.
Other stories we're following at MarketplaceTech.org. Dark day at MySpace yesterday. The once mighty social media company laid off 500 people. That works out to almost half of its staff. And the shopping site Groupon is getting huge. They received nearly $1 billion in new investment and promptly bought up three companies in India, Israel, and South Africa who offer similar services. No word whether they got a discount for buying so many companies at once. French filmmaker Mathieu Wechsler spent the past 2 years creating an 88-minute feature film entirely out of scenes from the video game Grand Theft Auto 4. It's called The Trash Master.
To Mr. Anybody, I'm the one that collects the garbage. For others, such as that guy dying over there, I'm the one that shouldn't be angry when the police fail to do their job.
It's the story of a garbage man who seeks revenge on a serial killer. Wechsler played a PC version of Grand Theft Auto that lets you save clips as you play. And that technology has spawned a whole underground art scene of people making short films from games like Halo or World of Warcraft. The Trash Master, however, is believed to be the longest, most ambitious project by far. And we have the entire film at our website, marketplacetech.org. Pop up some popcorn, come check it out. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.